some of the things we should talk about, I guess, today. Patriot Day today.
Yes, sir.
Remembering 9/11. I'd mentioned to Craig earlier, it's almost, you think about it, 17 years ago, there was a lot of people that answered the call to service that now are being served by you who have become veterans.
Correct.
A number of people that decided to join the military.
Yeah, some of them, that was when they went in, they felt the call to do that. At that time, I was too old, unfortunately. I would have gone back in if I could have, but it was one of those days where I think it was, it'll always be remembered. It's hard to believe it's been 17 years,
right.
You know, but I remember what I was doing that day and what I did the rest of the day. I was at work at a different job, and it was just kind of shocking. And when I did get out of work, right away, me and the wife went and joined hundreds of other people at the blood bank and donated blood, you know, just stood in line for hours, and that was the least we could do.
There was a need to do something.
Whether
correct. You maybe went to a church and you started to pray a little bit, or you, you know.
And we did that standing in line at the blood bank.
At the blood bank as well. Still, because at that point, even early on, it was still kind of unfamiliar what exactly was happening,
mm-hmm.
who was responsible, and that sort of thing like that. Have you talked to veterans over time related to that, maybe who come into your commission?
There haven't been too many that I've dealt with. I'm sure my service officers have dealt with a lot of them, you know, from that era, but I don't get as much of a chance to talk to them as what my staff does, but I know my staff has relayed some of the stories to me of some of the veterans that they've had, and we're getting a few of them come in now and start asking about the burn pit registries and things of that nature that are related to that, you know, time period when we were active overseas, but I figure there's going to be more of them here in the future that'll be coming in, you know, because actually the war is still going on. So
absolutely, and you also know that, I guess you see people who come to you of a certain age. It's a generation of whether it was World War II, then Korea, Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
When they look to you for those services, does that
right.
seem to be the case?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah. Right now we're still getting our biggest influx. It seems like is the Korean Vietnam era veterans. You know, are coming in there. They're reaching that stage in their life where things are starting to affect them, and maybe they didn't know about some of the benefits they had coming. So, the advertising that you guys help us with on the radio and stuff, it puts the word out there, and all of a sudden they say, well, gee, I better check and see what I'm eligible for. And when they come in, some of them are very pleasantly surprised and a little upset that they didn't know about it before, you know.
They have sort of, I guess, unclaimed benefits that
some,
have been seen?
Yeah, sometimes maybe they could have been claiming something for years that they didn't realize, but they wouldn't have known unless they came into our office.
For example, related to
pension claims, free tax-free money for injuries they suffered in the service that maybe they didn't think, you know, there was anything to it, you know, that they weren't eligible for anything. And when you start talking to them about what the VA's willing to do to help them and stuff like that, and then you file a claim, and then all of a sudden they find out that they're eligible to get something. It's kind of a life-changing experience for some of the veterans.
Many times it's related to health, or lots
yes.
of times.
Yes, yeah, a lot of related. Times it's related to health, you know, something that maybe they suffered. Some of the Korean War veterans suffered frostbite, you know, in the service, and when they got out, they didn't think anything about it, you know, unless they lost limbs or something like that, but some of them can do some work with the VA and claim some of that, you know, injury that bothers them throughout the rest of their life from frostbite cases. So.
You know, that's one of those things I don't know that, you know, someone who did not serve would think about, frostbite in Korea.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I there's one in particular I know of, you know, an older gentleman, and he did file a claim with because of his frostbite and stuff, and he did get some service compensation for that.
What other financial assistance is being offered?
We have our financial assistance side, too, for veterans that are temporary assistance. If they're falling on hard times, having trouble paying their bills, maybe they lost their job, got laid off or something, it's an application process based on need and income. So they call our office, talk to one of the financial assistance investigators, and get set up with an appointment time to come in and provide the information and see if they qualify for our assistance there, where we can hopefully help them, you know, pay their utility bills, their rent, their mortgage, their car payments, insurances, the things that we do cover. So, and then if there are some things we don't cover, we do have lists of other agencies that we can refer them to for further assistance. So.
Talking this morning with Terry Stone with the Lorain County Veterans Service Commission, the other item that's very important to them is the transportation.
Oh, yes.
That's going on every day or every day.
Monday through Friday, our transportation coordinator, Howard, does an excellent job getting people on the schedule. They call us, and if they have a VA appointment somewhere, we will do everything we can to get them there. Howard's a Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine, and his famous words are, no man is left behind. So he will figure out a way to get them to their VA appointments.
And it allows them to continue on with that whatever treatment that they have.
Correct, correct. Some of them, you know, for want of having a vehicle or, you know, public transportation, a way for them to get to their appointments, you know, it's nice that we can do that for them.
Anything else your organization does, either out in the community or just to get out the word?
We try to hit a lot of, you know, the job fairs and the senior fairs today at 10 o'clock. If anybody's interested, a representative from Sherrod Brown's office will be at our facility for a roundtable discussion. Any veterans that have concerns or comments or anything they want to relay to Sherrod Brown's office about veterans benefits or what's going on in the veterans community, I encourage them to come out to our office today. I think 10 o'clock, Ms. Thames will be there to start the round table, and they can voice their concerns and stuff, and she will definitely take it back to Sherrod Brown and share it with him.
Because it's an ever-changing thing, depending on what the needs are, or if it's discovered that something that took place during wartime needs to be addressed.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. That, I think, right now the big topic is the VA clinic here in the county, you know, the fact that the VA wants to move it, but nobody knows where they want to move it to. So there's a lot of veterans that have got an opinion about where they think it should be and what shouldn't be. So I've encouraged them. I said, come out and, you know, voice your opinion, and so it can get to Sherrod Brown's office. And at least you're telling somebody what your thoughts are, you know, instead of just sitting back waiting.
Of course, you can't speak for them.
However, correct.
It looks like a pretty viable facility there in Sheffield Village. Why relocate it again?
I have no idea, other than the fact that I know it's smaller. They don't have radiology. They don't have audiology there like they used to have at the other facility. I know the VA would love to have more services for the veterans. Evidently, either that place is not expandable. So I don't know. It's like I've talked to powers to be, and they said, well, the VA is going to do what the VA wants to do, you know, regardless of what anybody, you know, else wants. So at least if we, you know, make our voices heard, then maybe they'll listen.
We'll see. The VA are people somewhere. It's not a
they
thing.
They are people.
It's a,
yeah,
you know,
they
it
are
is people, individuals. Yeah. And so if the right words can get to them, maybe – you know, a good result can come out of it. If people want to find out what you guys do over at the Veterans Service Commission, get a hold of it for the transportation, how do they get a hold of you?
They can call our main number at 284-4625, and Martha can direct them to a service officer, financial assistance, or transportation. The transportation direct line is 284-4624. That goes directly to Howard, so if a veteran has an appointment, he can call him directly and get himself put on the schedule and get the information. We also have our Facebook page, our web page. So any information they would like, you know, all they have to do is just give us a call, and somebody will be there to answer their question.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning, answering some of our questions. Terry Stone with Lorain County Veterans Services joining us this morning.